For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill, and your feature this Saturday morning on our Central Minnesota Farm Report, we are featuring some of the highlights in regards to the 41st Annual Farm Picnic. That's the COACT Farm Picnic being held. That's going to be on Sunday, 1 o'clock in Pierce. COACT, Citizens Organized Acting Together, as Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson will be speaking. And also you have a chance to hear from Dr. Ken Engelhart, a retired VA physician with Healthcare for All Minnesota. We'll be addressing folks in attendance. And we have a chance to talk to Dr. Ken here this morning. Ken, appreciate your time, and should be a good day on Sunday over there in Pierce.
Yes, the weather forecast is good, Joel, and I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate you having me on for this interview.
Well, talk about maybe your message or some of the information you're looking to share with folks attending on Sunday.
Well, I've been asked mostly to talk about the VA and the recent changes in the VA, particularly a commission that was named the AIR Commission, which is the Asset and Infrastructure Review Commission. That's gotten a lot of attention lately. If there's time at the picnic, I'd like to talk about rural hospital closures, what is happening with medical reinsurance for the state of Minnesota, where taxpayers are paying private insurance corporations millions of dollars over the next 3 years, supposedly to keep the premiums affordable.
Now, Ken, when it comes to veterans, are their needs in general being met right now, or are services coming up short? Is that the main issue?
Well, that's a very good question. It kind of depends upon the cycle we're in. I know when I was a section chief at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, there were times when we had adequate funding and adequate staffing, and I think the veterans' needs were met at those times. But then there were other times where there were budgetary constraints, and we had to impose hiring freezes, and I couldn't hire the primary care providers to take care of patients. So, for example, somebody might retire or leave the Minneapolis VA and move elsewhere, and they left behind a panel of VA patients, a panel of veterans that might be 1,000 or more patients, but I had no doctor to take care of them, and I couldn't hire a doctor to take care of them because of the budgetary constraints. So in those times, I'd say the veterans were not receiving the care they should. At other times, when I could hire to meet the needs, things were very good, and our access, our patients could get in a timely fashion. So it's kind of a cyclical thing, Joel.
I know, just in my limited experience with somebody working with the VA and in my extended family too, it just seemed like they got good care, but it took a while. Their patients got tested, or there was a lot of hoops and hurdles or referrals that were always needed too.
Yes, and that's why in 2018, the Mission Act was passed with the idea of veterans being able to obtain care in their community in the private sector, or closer to home, instead of having to wait to get into the VA or travel longer distances to get into the VA. However, that can be problematic because the veteran really needs to have quite a bit of information to make the right decision in that case. And I think there are certain things provided in the community that make the convenience okay for the veteran. So, for example, if physical therapy is needed, I think that's okay to receive in the community instead of traveling longer distances to the VA. However, there are some areas such as primary care and mental health where I think that the VA provides a much better service and is better prepared to deal with the unique needs of the veterans. So, for example, burn pit exposure, traumatic brain injury from IEDs, PTSD. I think the VA is especially equipped to handle those conditions for the veterans. And I don't think that the private sector is, properly trained to manage those. So I think the veteran gets a better service by going to the VA in those particular instances. There are, like I say, some situations like physical therapy where it'd be okay, I think, to get that care in the private sector, in closer to the home or in the community.
Dr. Ken Engelhardt joining us here on CASM Radio. And in one of those topics you mentioned earlier, too, when it comes to rural availability of hospitals and clinics, and they're less and less, I know, in our area, too. If you want to go to the emergency room, you pretty much have a few choices, but they could be 30, 35 minutes away. It's not like it used to be, that availability so close and have a medical facility in your hometown.
Right, and rural hospital closures is a concern. You're close, the Picnic in Piers is, I think, 45 miles away from the Albany, where a hospital closed in 2015, and there have been six rural hospitals that have closed in Minnesota since 2005, so it is a concern. There have been 182 hospitals closed in the United States in rural areas since 2005. So it's a concern for people living in rural areas. They need that hospital access, and we're not providing it to them. In fact, we're withdrawing it from them.
Dr. Ken joining us here, Dr. Ken Engelhardt. He'll be speaking at the COAC meeting coming up on Sunday. It's the 41st annual in Piers, going to be held at 1 o'clock. Also going to have a lunch, and a Commissioner Tom Peterson expected to attend as well. And finally, Dr. Ken, if you want to talk about reinsurance and this issue, and why is it so vital for folks in rural Minnesota?
I think Minnesota taxpayers need to be aware of the reinsurance program here in Minnesota that got started in 2017. What we're doing is taxpayer dollars are going to private insurance corporations with the notion that premiums will be affordable by sending those taxpayer dollars to the private insurance corporations. In this last legislative session, not too much was accomplished, but $890 million was dedicated to reinsurance over the next 3 years, with that money going to the insurers. So almost $1 billion over the next 3 years in taxpayer dollars going to insurance corporations that are making record profits. And the question I have as a taxpayer is, why do my tax dollars have to pay for reinsurance when your corporation is making record profits? Why not use the record profits and try to keep premiums affordable in that way? You seem to be doing just fine, so why can't you lower the premiums for us a little bit? Why do we have to use taxpayer dollars for that purpose?
Right. It would be different if we could quantify that taxpayer investment and say, okay, in return, this is what it's doing, but we're not hearing that or seeing that side.
You're right. It's not that transparent. The insurers basically have that money to do with it however they wish. And as a taxpayer, and I know people in rural Minnesota are concerned about the taxes they pay. I think this is something they need to be aware of.
Dr. Ken Engelhardt joining us. Dr. Ken, we just kind of scratched the surface, but folks who attend on Sunday, I'm sure you may have some question and answer time as well, we hope, on Sunday.
Yes, I'd be happy to answer questions to the best of my ability. And I'd like to tell people about the recent happening in the VA, too, of this AIR Commission. It's called the Asset and Infrastructure Review Commission, where there was a threat made in March of this year of closing dozens of VA facilities throughout our nation. And due to an uprising, basically, by veterans groups and VA patients, VA caregivers, local officials, and the AFG, the American Federation of Government Employees Union, the recommendations to close so many of these VA facilities throughout the nation was basically canceled on June 27th. So those closures will not happen, and those VA facilities will remain open for our veterans. So I'll be talking more about that at the picnic as well. So if people like to learn about that, it's really kind of the latest news as far as what is happening in and how we care for our veterans.
A lot of great information, whether you are a veteran or not, to take in on Sunday. Dr. Ken Engelhardt joining us. And once again, that starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday, going to be held at the Piers Park. Take that in. Lots of great information. Should be a very nice day as well on Sunday. And that is your special weekend feature on our Central Minnesota Farm Report for CASM Radio. I'm Joe Gill.